Yeah, people are people wherever you travel to. Mostly the same dreams and fears. Most are as honest as they can afford to be. All of them shed a few tears. And it's time to be living your life and going your way in the day to day. No one can get your kicks for you. You have to go your own way. Yeah, no one can get your kicks for you. You have to go your own way.
All right.
Very nice.
So, I guess I'll just start that out here.
This is Danny Croha, who's got a show at for the Detroit Blues Society at the Scarrick Club on Friday night as part of the Acoustic Blues Heritage, along with Leonardo Sweet Willie. Danny Croha doing Howlin' Wolf. We are about to go live in the studio with Jared Champion and Chrissy Morgan.
I said I'm a howlin' wolf, baby. I'm howlin' at your door. Howling, yes, I'm howling. I'm howling for your love.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
And we are ready for the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan. Guys and gals, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, well, it's good to have you two here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Well, why don't we just hit right into a song? What are you two going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with the song Write Myself a Letter.
Oh, right away.
All right. Here it goes.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. We got your levels settled out. You're sounding great going over the air.
I can't hear you over there, Roger.
Oh, well, hey, we're hiding. You're hiding around the corner over here. Usually, there we go.
Is that better?
There you go.
All right, come on in here, Margaret. We got to get everybody in. In fact, guys and gals, would you like to introduce the band today?
I think we can do that.
Over on the keys, we have Mr. Jared Champion.
And on the vocals, we have Mrs. Chrissy Morgan.
All right.
That's it.
Well, this is a real nice little duo that we've got here today. You've been in here separately with different bands.
That's right.
And it's nice to have something with you guys together.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us back.
Well, hey.
So you've been, how long have you been working together as a duo?
It's been a little over a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess time flies.
and you've got a show this weekend, I understand.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. This Saturday at Rodin in Detroit, French-themed restaurant, and we'll be playing there. It's a free show from...
What is it, 9 to 12?
9 to 12, yeah.
That sounds about right.
I didn't realize it was a French-themed restaurant. I know Sean Blackman was playing there for a while. And I announced their shows, but I have driven by
it.
Well,
the artist Rodin is a French artist. I don't know how much they influence their food and drinks, but the style is there.
Well, we'll just have to stop in and find out.
Definitely.
Exactly.
It looks like we've driven by it. It's right there on the corner by the Art Institute, Kirby and Woodward. But it's got, looks like a real cute little place.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to play there.
Yeah, well, it'll be my first time there, so.
Well, are you guys excited to play here again?
Of course.
Well,
absolutely.
Any chance to talk with the Whites, we're a good
one. In fact, if you're excited, we can't stop you from playing.
That's right. Just try.
What are you going to play next?
This is an old song called It's All Right With Me. And it goes like this.
Tempting lips, but if some night you're free,
right.
Very nice.
Oh, well, you guys are a real kind of different band for us to have in here for the live drive today.
I thought so, too. I remember asking. I was like, is this okay? Is this... I mean, they're good tunes, and people will enjoy them on their way home.
Yeah. In fact, the last couple of songs you've done, you've got an interesting list of songs you plan on playing today. You've got everything from Ray Charles to Fats Domino and the Allman Brothers and a lot of different things. Where did those first two come from?
Well, I think Write Myself a Letter is it's an old Fats Waller tune.
That's right,
but,
yeah.
Madeline Perreault, who Chrissy is a big fan of, does it and was, you know, inspired Chrissy to bring that to the table. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, It's All Right With Me, I came across this jazz vocalist. I could really only come up with one record that she did. Rita Reyes was her name.
Hmm.
And she, you know, the whole record just kind of blew me away, but that was one song that stood out to me as something that, you know, we could put together well. Something that Chrissy could have some fun with and do really well with. So
yeah, sometimes we'll just hear songs Spotify or wherever and be like, well, I think we could do a good job at that, and I'll text Jared and say, hey, what do you think? And he'll text back, okay, let's practice it.
yeah, and that's, it's quite a scientific formula, but it works for us.
Well, both of you have been around for a while with other bands. How did you two get together?
It's kind of a funny story. I play every Sunday for brunch down at Cliff Bell's, and Chrissy came in one afternoon with her husband Chris, and I had never met her before, and we, you know,
at that time I was really looking for a piano player because I thought this is something I would like to do, and my ego got the best of me because usually I would go up to random places and say, hey, can I sing a song with you? And they'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? And Jared told me no.
she came up and said, hey, can I sit in with you? I'm a singer. And I said, you know, I blamed it on the management, but, you know, I had, in all fairness, a few weeks beforehand, somebody had come in with a trombone and tried to sit in, and it was awful. And so I said, you know, the management doesn't really like that when I do that. And I, you know, so I turned her down, and she said, well, you know, if you ever want a vocalist, here's my card. And I checked out her website, and I was impressed, and I was also looking to get involved in more, you know, projects to go out there and do this kind of thing. So it kind of worked out very nicely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's working out so nicely for you, too.
Well, we hope it's working out nicely for you guys, too, and everyone else.
Well, the listeners.
Well, all you got to do is just show us how well this is working out.
All right. I think we can do that.
Yeah, well, we are a duo, so this next tune, you get to hear Jared's voice as well.
Yeah, this is an old, I think it's a Charlie Pride tune, maybe. Busted, it's called, but this is the Ray Charles-inspired version, so...
Thief, pick up and go. I'll make a living just where I don't know. I'm busted.
Right, yeah.
Very nice. You sure make that old piano of ours sound nice.
Oh, I try. Well, thank you. I'm trying.
Now, Chrissy, you've been with Bricktown Station for
almost a decade, or more than a decade.
And the last time we saw you, you were singing with the Sights. They had a big review where they had Buddy Smith and a bunch of other people come up and perform, but you were there for almost the whole performance as a backup singer.
That's right. Myself and Liz McIndor have joined the Sights.
That's awesome. And Jared, don't you play with them as well sometimes?
I do. I am their keyboardist.
Missing link.
I've been the keyboardist for about 2 years. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure you're aware that the Sights like to do something a little extravagant. And we were putting together last year's Christmas show. And Eddie and I kind of wanted to do sort of a play on The Last Waltz, the band movie. And so we tried to think of all of our friends that we wanted to come up and sit in and maybe sort of run the spectrum of Detroit music and sort of play the backing band for everyone else. And we were looking for ways to beef it up and make it more of a bigger production. So we added some horns, and I said, you know, well, why don't we add some backup vocalists? I know this great singer named Chrissy Morgan, and I know another one who I'm in another band with named Liz McIndor. And then we also added Katie Grace. So the three of them, you know, jumped on board for the show, and it sounded so great, and we got so excited over it that, you know, it just kind of came together, and now, you know, we're working it as a band. So
we're planning on recording, I think, in the fall, too. So
it'll
be
great.
As far as I know, the first Sights album with backup vocalists. Pretty exciting.
Very.
We were at the last Christmas show, and it sounded great.
No, I think it was the Metro Times Blowout.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Katie
yeah.
wasn't with them. So.
Yeah, we did kind of a revisit, sort mm-hmm. of a mini version mm-hmm. for the Blowout, yeah. But
Katie Whoa. Did sing with them then.
She yeah. sang with us for the original Christmas waltz, but yeah. obviously she's on to bigger and better things.
Definitely. Well. And, well, the Sights, didn't you guys take off and go to New York and do a little tour with them as well?
Yeah, we went to New York and we went to South by Southwest this year for one of the official showcases, and I think we ended up having 5 shows in Austin while we were down there, which was a blast, I must say. And then we went to New York, and we were in Boston, and New York again, and New Jersey, and, yeah, just making the rounds.
Wow, that's great. And you guys can jam together while you're on the road and do your own thing as well.
Next Saturday, not this Saturday coming up, but next Saturday we'll be at New Center Park. I believe we go on around 9-ish, but there are a bunch of bands, so the earlier the better. It's a show at New Center Park, which is right off of West Grand Boulevard, and the Sights will be promoting their DVD and book release. Eddie wrote a book based on their tour to the West Coast and to Europe.
Hmm.
So Jared's in that plenty of times.
Yeah, we did a whole U.S. and European tour with Tenacious D, and Eddie was commissioned by the Metro Times to do sort of a tour blog on their website. So what we did was we compiled all the blogs plus a couple of articles from the Metro Times and a bunch of photos, put it into a book. Now we've got a 270-page book and a live DVD that we recorded last fall at the Park Bar, and it'll be, you know, available as a package deal. So
and you could see the band. And
New Center Park, July 27th.
Yeah.
It's free show. So.
What an inspiration you are to young musicians to stick with music because of the opportunities that it provides. There's no other job that I can imagine that you're creative and able to travel in that. So it's
well, that's true. It's not easy, but you know, you got to find your way. And the number one thing I would have to say is to be honest, set your goals lower but more logical. You know, it's been paying off this month as a backup vocalist. And, of course, I'm the lead in Bricktown Station, so I've not left that project, but especially in this area, it seems like all of the musicians are interlocked in a couple of different projects to really be able to still perform and record every single day. It's just a different project each day.
Yeah. It's a great community.
Yeah, it really is. We're really fortunate.
Okay. Well, can we hear some more from you?
Of course.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump a few decades ahead here.
That was a nice little surprise, having something from the Allman Brothers and in this duo.
Yeah, you know, Fats Waller, the Allman Brothers.
We usually say everything from Ella to Louie, from Patsy to Johnny. I think I'm going to say from Madeline to Tom, Madeline Peru and Tom Waits, and everything in between. That's kind of what you can expect from a Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan show.
Well, the modern Great American Songbook.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's a good way of putting it. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
In fact, did I hear you say you've got another show? You've got your show on Saturday at Rodin.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. We'll be this in 2 days. You can catch us at Rodin in Detroit. And then we just got a show that we'll be playing, and both of these are free for anyone to show up at, in Time Out in Waterford, for our northern friends. Northern Oakland County. We've got the second Saturday of every month you can catch Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then we'll be at a wedding next month too, which will be a first, and it'll be pretty excited about that too.
All right. Well, didn't you mention you had something this Friday as well?
Oh yeah. That we just booked.
Well, it's a standing gig for me. There's a little barely standing bar on 7 Mile in Wyoming that probably a lot of listeners here are familiar with. It's called Tom's Tavern. It's been there since 1928. It's a classic piece of Northwest Detroit history. And I'm there, unless I have, something else going on, I'm there every weekend by myself. But a lot of times Chrissy will come in and we'll do some stuff together. Or I have a drummer who plays with me a lot of the times. His name's Ben Luckett. He plays with The Go. He plays with Kenny Tudrick. And he plays in a Dixieland band called the Detroit Pleasure Society, too. So... Or various people, friends come in and hang out, and we do some stuff. But we'll both be there this coming Friday, depending on what time. Maybe it'll be me, maybe it'll be the two of us, maybe it'll be four or five of us, but we'll see.
Why? But most likely for the major Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan fans, that's the day, whenever at Tom's, that we feel our freest, and... We usually do new material that day, so.
that's a fun spot. Great bar, great atmosphere. Definitely needs to be seen.
Yeah, well. I was going to mention that. You said Cliff Bells doesn't want you to have people joining you on stage. Sounds like Tom's is the place to hang out.
It's
yeah,
a very
have a good time.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Yep. I mean, Cliff Bells, don't get me wrong. That's what a classy joint in town.
Yeah. Really well, the is. Funny thing is the people. A lot of times we'll get people dressed to the nines coming to Tom's. So, I mean, it's like the place to go after the wedding or after your evening out, which is doesn't necessarily fit the atmosphere, but certainly fits the vibe.
Yeah. All right. In fact, what kind of a vibe do you guys have right now?
Oh, let's see.
That's ice and air conditioning here, so it feels good. I'd say we're cool.
Yeah, of course.
How about we do some? How about we do a Nat King Cole song? How about we do a song called "Straighten Up and Fly Right"?
For a ride in the air, the monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed him by his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack," I said, "straighten up and fly right. You gotta straighten up and stay right. You gotta straighten up and fly right. Why don't you cool down, Daddy? Don't you blow your top? Ain't no use in jiving. I'm telling you, what's the use in?" Blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. You better release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer straight dead in the eye. He said, "Your story's touching, but you know what? Sounds like a lie. You gotta straighten up and fly right. You gotta straighten up and stay right. You gotta straighten up and fly right. Why don't you cool down, Daddy? Don't you blow that top? Yeah."
Thank you.
That was the biggest ending we'd ever had for that song.
Oh, yeah, you You guys are really
putting... That rumbled.
Nah, Jared, you're really putting your own signature on these tunes.
Oh, you know, it's... I got to keep myself from getting bored, too, so...
Right. Well, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan?
There are a couple of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of ways. Of course, a lot of the fans out there probably have Facebook. So you can search Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan, and you can find us there. We've got a couple of videos on YouTube as well. And then individually, we have our own web sites that we have. Mine is ChrissyMorgan.com, and Jared's is...
JaredChampion.com.
That's
simple.
It.
And that Jared Champion is spelled with two R's.
Two R's and an O. JARROD Champion. Like the, as they used to say, like the spark plug.
But really, the best way to get a hold of Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan is to come down and see them live.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah.
And you can actually physically get a hold of us if you're not pleased.
Or if you really are.
In fact, or if you are.
In fact, yeah. Chrissy is swinging and swaying and putting a lot of into her vocals.
Yeah.
And you've got to come down and see the whole show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I think we put on a good show, and we usually play at some fun spots, so it's been good so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to play today, right now, right this minute?
Well, you did mention that we do some Fats Domino, and we're going to do that right now. This is an old song called Walking to New Orleans.
Everything sounded so good today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. It's hot out. We're trying to keep you cool with some Fats Domino there.
Some Fats good
Domino.
Tunes for the listeners.
Yeah, that's a Fats Waller, a little bit of everything up here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
and you've got a full lineup of shows this weekend.
Yeah, we got stuff going on. We got Tom's on Friday. We got Rodan on Saturday, and then I will be at Cliff Bell's on Sunday for brunch to help you shake it all off.
All right, and then next week.
Next week. It begins. I'll be Friday with Stephanie Christian at Campus Martius That's early evening. Late evening, I'll be at the CD release party for Escaping Pavement. That's on Friday. On Saturday is when I'll be, and these are backup vocals with the Sights for the New Center Park. And then the Monday, I'll be with Paul Miles, and Tuesday with Bricktown Station.
Whoa, you really do have a full lineup.
Yeah.
Full lineup, yeah.
And then, Jared, you've got a gig then after that, that Wednesday then. I think you'll be with the Brawlers, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I play in another band called the Brunswick Brawlers. We do a lot of sort of jump blues, hot jazz, even some swing country type stuff in a band. Also in the band is the guitarist Gino Finelli.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was that was his new band.
Yeah, yeah. And then Liz McIndar, who is also in the other backing vocalist for the Sights. Rudy Varner and Nico Pittman are both in the Raw Dealers. And Rudy, of course, plays with Jack Scott all over the place. So it's a really fun band. July 31st
Saint.
What's the church in Royal Oak? Saint Mary's, I think it's called in Royal Oak.
Well, you can definitely look at one of our websites.
You can look at the website, absolutely. But that's the 31st, and it's also free, and it's a kind of a concert series. We'll be there from 7 to 9. So, in addition to the Sights and Rodan, and then Tom's Tavern both Fridays, and
we're working musicians here.
Definitely.
I guess so. Now, you mentioned something called Escaping Pavement.
Escaping Pavement, they're younger kids, I mean, compared to my age, I guess. But they're pretty talented. They have a CD release party at the Loving Touch. That's Friday, next Friday. And they would be country band, I would say, but really talented musicians. Everyone in the band had already done cruise ships and traveled around the country, and they finally released their own material. I'll be backing them up, and with them the Blue Flowers will be at that gig, and a couple other gigs will be there, or a couple other really good bands as well. So, that's at the Loving Touch this Friday.
All right. Yeah. I see Jared is moving away from that stand-up piano and going over to his the electric piano. In fact, Alan, did you get his microphone?
Check. Hey, there we go.
Thank you. And we couldn't do this without Alan Cantino to make sure everything sounds so good.
Thanks, Alan.
So he's going to try. We've got a little electric keyboard here, and he's going to give that a try for a couple of tunes.
Yeah. This is a song I'm sure you'll all recognize.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
before. Seen this room and I walked these floors. I used to live alone before I knew you. Seen your flag on Marble Arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Your harmonies go so well together.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. It works.
Yeah. All right. And of course, your eclectic mix of songs is always nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, you know, we do songs that we like, and we kind of, doesn't really necessarily matter where they come from. It's just, you know, filtered through us, they all kind of end up, you know, in the same place, sort of. But, yeah, and again, trying not to get bored.
Well, that's always a good thing. And if you're not bored, neither will be the audience.
That's the whole
key,
right?
That's true. A guaranteed good show.
Yes.
All right. In fact, why don't we just keep the music rolling?
We're okay with that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. This is a hero of mine. Actually, my biggest hero in music. This is a Tom Waits song.
New coat of paint on this
this lonesome town. Set them up and we'll be knocking them down. I'll wear a dress and maybe you can be tied. We'll let that old bloodshot moon in the burgundy sky. All of our scribbled love dreams are lost along the way. Here amidst the shock of love and all the town. Set them up and I'll be knocking them down. You wear a dress and honey, I will wear a tie. Laugh at that old bloodshot moon in that burgundy sky. Let's put a new coat of paint on some old town. Set them up, I said I'll set them up and I'll be knocking them down. You wear a dress.
It's always different.
Well, in fact, I'm glad you guys are giving people an example of what they could come and see when you're playing live at Rodin's.
Oh, yeah. We've got a ton of tunes. Again, we've got a Facebook page, Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan. If you search Chrissy Morgan, you can find a way of getting there, or you can search Jared Champion and find a way of getting there.
Two R's.
Yep. And we've got YouTube videos to see what you've heard. Or in person is always the best.
All right. In fact, since we have you in person right here, what is the best we can get right now?
Well, I don't like to say anything is better than the other, but this is what we've got next for you.
remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so special about that face. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space. And when you're out there without a care, 'cause I was out of touch, it was because I didn't know enough. Just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
But think twice. It's my only advice. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. No coincidence, I've come. I can die when I'm done.
Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Oh, just like me.
My heroes have the heart, live their lives out on a limb. All I remember.
That was a real nice surprise.
Wow. Well, thanks, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, when I saw you set list for Crazy, I thought it might be Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
And
there's so many different versions.
Lots of crazy out there.
There is. Well, this has been a real interesting set list so far. We've got about 5 minutes left this show, and you've got all kinds of shows lined up for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, yeah, just mention a few of them. Tom's Tavern on 7 Mile in Wyoming.
Tomorrow night.
Friday night. And then the Rodin on Saturday from 6 to 9. That's at 15 East Kirby, right there at the corner of Woodward Inn and Kirby. Really nice looking place.
Yep. And then and then you can catch us once a month every other Saturday at Time Out in Waterford. We'll both be next Saturday at New Center Park for the Sights DVD book release, and you can catch a different side of both of us.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't forget the Brunswick Brawlers in Royal Oak at a church that I can't remember the name of on the 31st.
And then Cliff Bell's on Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Mr. Jared.
Every Sunday. Yeah.
So you can catch me every day from next Friday on. Just about.
And if she's not performing, you can catch her at Vincetta Garage.
Yeah. Everyone's got a day job. And I'll probably sing to you there, too.
All right. Well, you've got about Oh, about 4 minutes left. What do you have to finish up your set with?
You want to just jump to Jambalaya? We got time.
I think we can do both. Yeah.
All right.
Well, give me everything then.
We'll give you all that we can.
Yeah. This is another Madeleine Peru tune. It's called "Dancing to the End of Life." That's actually Leonard Cohen.
Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Mighty fine set, you two.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, next week we're having the energetic rock and roll of the Hit Society, and they're going to be premiering songs from their brand